ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
Mondays and Fridays, we spend time. Brother Johnny today from New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie J.
Mike Ditka off of his trip to the cigar signing in Dallas. Coach, how'd that go?
Pretty good. They had about 600 people. Well, it was great. Had a good time.
Holy cow.
Man, and is it just called the Mike Ditka cigar? Is that what it is?
Oh, no, well, yeah, they're made by Camacho or Davidoff. Davidoff out of the Camacho line. They really did a great job of packaging. They got, right now, they just came out with a throwback. They got a player, they got a coach, they got a Hall of Famer, and then they got a throwback. So they're going to keep releasing new ones, but they're good. They're very good cigars. Well, it's a good company.
Hey, do you have a mild one?
Yeah, the modest one is a player.
That's what I need. I'm a player.
I don't think they got one mild enough for you, Stevie.
That's pretty mild.
Well, we can try it.
Well, what is that? Johnny, what do you have? You got, like, the one with the kid?
Mike's got those boxes, Mike, are fantastic. Got a picture of Mike.
Well, the throwback one's the strongest one. I mean, and they're all good. I mean, they make a good cigar, so it's a great cigar.
Yeah.
Getting used to the strong one. Oh, I like it.
Really?
Mike gave me some. I'll give you one, CJ.
I need a weak one. And
a little swisher sweet.
I need a swisher.
Well, just for one of your mouth, don't let it.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
There you go.
I want to look like Mike. That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's great. Johnny watched hockey, Mike. Come on.
The Blackhawks. What about that?
What? You watch hockey?
That's pretty good stuff, I'll tell you. Both teams. I mean, it's just great hockey. Both teams, Boston, Chicago. It's really good for the game, I think. But these guys work so hard. What great. I mean, I tell you what, they work so hard on the ice. It's unbelievable, really. And they take a pounding, man. You talk about football players getting hit. Some of those guys got nailed, I tell you.
Oh, and they don't have a face mask, and they get nailed in the face and the nose. But I like this guy. They had a guy, Kane, Steve.
Yeah, Patrick Kane.
He hit two goals, and even I know 3 goals by one guy is a hat trick. So I watched the whole game hoping he was going to get his hat trick, Mike, but he didn't. He didn't, but the Blackhawks won.
I mean, when you get checked into the board, I mean, some of the stuff these guys do, and then they throw the gloves down, they just fight. And then as soon as the buzzer rings, they hug. I don't get it. It's just...
Yeah, well, it's sportsmanship, but I tell you, they beat the heck out of each other for 60 minutes, and then they hug each other.
Yeah, it's an amazing sport. Hey, I've never heard of a coach getting traded like happened to Doc Rivers. I guess that went through. He's going to the Clippers from the Celtics.
I only want to tell you one thing, guys. It sounds good. Don't buy it all, because coaches do not win. Players win. Organizations win. You got to put all the pieces in the right places. Yeah, you need a good coach. There's no question about that. But you can have a pretty average coach with good players and win, and you can have a great coach with bad players and lose. So you better get the players in there, too.
Well, I don't know what the trade entailed, because they were trying all kinds of things, but I guess they got Garnett too, huh, Steve?
I thought Garnett. I just heard the Doc Rivers, Mike. I didn't hear all the details.
Yeah, he's going. Yeah, I mean, and he's going to be, it wasn't the trade that they talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's a trade that... Actually, to get the coach there, that's the main thing that they wanted.
Wow.
They're going to keep some of the players happy. The coach is going to be there. I think more power to them. If L.A. thinks that that's the way they can get to the top, fine, do it. That's great.
But
I'll tell you, they got Chris Paul, so I can vouch for that guy. He's good.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Mike, I agree with you. In the NBA particularly, I mean, that's the clear-cut league that a player can get a coach fired. I mean, it's...
Well, but you look at Miami. Are you going to say they won because of their coach?
No.
Stop it. Come on. They win because of their coach. I love the coach in San Antonio, but they put the right people in place.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's why they're competitive.
Well, you know, those games are amazing. And talk about that series again, which was one of the best. But Miami didn't win because their coach, they won because after Ray Allen won game 6, he wanted to play like Michael Jordan and drove the lane 3 times and lost the ball every time. So the coach put in Battier, who hadn't even played, and he hits 6 for 7 and 3.
Unbelievable. How does that work? How do you do that? I mean, come on, it's a game 7, and Betty hits 6 threes?
It's sports. But look, I tell you, Mike, I think that the Spurs, they're a little older, and I think that game 7, I thought that Tony Parker was just tired, and that was a big deal. But What a series. Still could have come down
well,
and
good
won.
For basketball. I think it's good for the sport because, I mean, again, these guys are such phenomenal athletes. I loved to watch it.
And I wanted to just touch on it was, you know, not a huge tournament, Travelers in the PGA, but here's a guy, Ken Duke, who's been first time, 44 years old. He's got a kid, Chris Stroud, who chips in from 51 feet to force a playoff. He's probably going, are you kidding me? I got to go to a playoff after that. And finally, this 44-year-old wins for the first time on a PGA. You know, that's a long grind to before you win your first tournament.
Well, that's called a journeyman. Yeah. I'll tell you something. Mike and I played with those guys at the Monday Pro-Am, and those kind of guys that are out there a lot. They travel around the country, and they're not making that much money, but they're out playing golf. But after a while, that's a grind, and they're trying to make the cut, and they just do it for years and years,
and they'll make, you know, a few hundred thousand, which is a great living. But if you think about your life, it's Sunday in Connecticut, then it's Monday in San Francisco. The same thing. It's like deja vu all over again. It's a pro-am. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it's a tournament. Hope to make the weekend.
Well, and they've got to worry about staying on tour, too.
Yeah,
they got to keep their card.
Yeah.
So you got to be. It's a different life. And there's a few guys out there like that. But yeah. I admire them.
No question. Persistence paid off for Ken Duke. It's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunday 95.3. Immigration on the table here this morning.
Democrats and Republicans both predicting immigration reforms going to pass in the Senate by as much as 70 votes. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer on CNN's State of the Union saying he thinks the vote's going to be so big it'll turn around Republicans in the House.
Individual Congress members from red districts, if they see their senator is voted for, may decide to do the right thing.
Republican Senator Mike Lee is predicting it's going to pass too, but he wants to see it die in the House.
It's not tough on those who have broken the law, and it's not fair to those who've been patiently waiting their turn in line to come to this country legally.
Lee on Fox News Sunday. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News Radio.
All right. I haven't read the bill, Johnny, and apparently nobody else has. I guess I've got two questions. Number one, who in the heck writes these bills that nobody reads? Are these just legal guys that work on staffs?
Staffers and legal guys, just piles of paper and probably all kinds of earmarks and stuff. But I think I would be for being leaning on the ones who broke the law. So from that standpoint, I'm liberal, but only until they absolutely shut that border down. I mean, zero tolerance, no more people coming across. And then, if you're in, you're in, you're out, you're out. They're not going to do that with the bill. So I don't, Mike, it's just going to be the same thing. It's all over again.
You hit it right on the button. You know, if you're in, you're in, you're out. But they got to shut the border down. They got to control it.
Well,
and I think that's the argument, Steve, that the Republicans holding out, that's what they're saying. And the only reason you wouldn't do that is if you have no intention of shutting the border down. Because we can shut the border down. Nobody wants to do it. It goes back to just ideology, really, I think. And I don't know why we aren't a little more practical sometimes.
All right, so you think that the Democrats don't want to shut that border down?
I think many of them have no intention, nor do they want to shut the border down.
And why?
You tell me. I guess they'd like to see the country kind of lose its discipline. I don't know.
Well,
they like
think that's part of their constituency, too.
Yeah, it is a huge part of their constituency. Actually, it's their ace in the hole.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason, and that might be the reason. But
well,
whatever it is, they have no intention of getting tough on illegal immigration. So, and I think it's good we're talking about easing up on the illegal immigrants, but because you've got to do something, and it's gotten to this point. But if you're going to make it,
you know, we've said that in every aspect of our government. We got to do something, but who's doing anything?
And they really,
really we talk about common sense, nonsense, a bad sense. I mean, we're getting our share of everything right now by everybody in government.
And so it's you're right, Mike. It's kind of the same theme that we've kind of have grown to live with. And I'm not for the bill if it doesn't stop immigration.
Well, they say, hey, we're doubling the we're going to hire 20,000 or 40,000 new border agents. we're going to get this done. Don't you worry. We'll do it. Yeah. And again, sometimes our follow through isn't very sincere.
Well, we're talking the president was going to cut our deficit in half.
I say light it, but don't smoke it, guys.
It's like four times higher. So that's the same kind of thing. There's millions of people coming across every year, and adding whoever and adding whatever doesn't give me any confidence.
Well,
what you have to tell me is we're
going to
stop illegal immigration. The United States of America do that.
I presume they've talked about this little aspect, but if you have, let's just say, 11 million, I don't think anybody knows. If you have 11 million, you're offering this path. What if 1 million don't want to come out of the shadows because they don't pay anything? You have enough people to deport a million people, and then you've got the family situations. Oh, you're taking the parents away from the kids, all of that. How do you enforce it? I presume they've discussed this.
Well, I think they probably have, but I don't think that's kind of a separate issue, because not doing anything adds to that problem every single year. So first stop the bleeding, then start dealing with it. That's what I think.
It makes sense. Mike, that's common sense to me.
Yep, well, but who deals in common sense anymore?
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. We're back with more in just a moment on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. It's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on the radio with me, Stevie J, on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3, 748, and also streaming worldwide at ESPNCU.com. Edward Snowden might be going to Ecuador, the foreign minister of Ecuador, talking about his concern for human rights over extradition.
Por los derechos humanos, por la vida de la gente.
There are some governments that act more upon their own interests, but we do not. We act upon our principles, and we take care of human rights of people.
Un gobierno como el gobierno del Ecuador.
We also always act by principles, not by interests, but by the principles that rule our Ecuador.
All right, so now, Johnny, the guy in Ecuador talking about human rights, Ed Snowden, the former defense worker that spilled the beans on how they were collecting data on us in America, is he a villain? Is he a bad guy? Is he a hero? Who is this guy?
Well, you better find a country. I will tell him that, because he's not coming back over here.
Yeah.
And did he do the right thing? You know, that's a good question. The problem he's got is he swore in that job that he wouldn't do what he did. So, yeah, he kind of broke that oath, and then you could say he put people in danger by doing it. I don't know if that applies in that particular case, because I think people generally knew or were talking about the government doing what he kind of confirmed they were doing. But that's a tough question, Mike. I don't know if he's an evil guy. I thought he thought he was doing the right thing. But, if you're going to get in that business, I think you got to keep your mouth shut.
You hit it right on the button. I have no idea, you know, if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Otherwise, I don't think he meant bad, but I think what could come out of it, you know, when you compromise the security of the United States, I think you got a problem, and I think that's basically what's happened. And we find out that, you know, as a country, we're no different than what they do in China, Russia, or anywhere else. I mean,
and maybe
there's a lot of spying going on.
It'll be a plus
and I think some of it's important, and I think some of it's probably right. But I disagree that there should be some cause at all for them to get into looking into certain people. And if they can just tap into any phone line or whatever, then that makes no sense to me, because there is no privacy.
Well, my advice is, Steve, if you're going to say something that's going to get you in trouble, don't.
Yeah. No,
you can tell them they can get the big picture and get all the data, but they have to have reason to look. But the bottom line is a lot of people don't realize how much the government or someone in it can find out about you. You know, if you send an email, for example, and we've known this for at least a decade, if you send an email, you better have it ready to be on the front page of the paper.
Right.
Because that's essentially public knowledge. People can get your emails. And then now it's going to the phone. So I guess you got to be a law-abiding citizen. But the real terror is that you start making it political, and people on one political side want to use against people on the other political side. And that's where that's where we have to draw the line. And how do you do that with our technology, Mike? It's not a very, very simple question.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you're working a job and you see something so egregious, but you're sworn to secrecy, do you still step up? If you're in a police department and you see a guy doing something clearly wrong, but yet it's kind of a brotherhood thing, you step out and do something about it, or do you kind of stay quiet? It's
well, that's not exactly the same thing as what this guy was doing was a government policy versus a crime or something. That our law enforcement actually have procedures for that.
Yeah.
But you should do the right thing, I think.
Well, and again, but if you said, I won't tell what you're doing because part of the job, it's part of the job, and I guess it crossed the line. Here's a guy, 29 years old, that said Snowden, 29, single, Hawaii, $200,000 a year plus bennies. That's a good gig to give up to go to Ecuador. Yikes. So he must have felt at least strongly in his beliefs that he had to let everybody know what
probably
was really
happening. He was doing the right thing,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about that, but that doesn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make it right.
All right. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. All right, if you
Ecuador,
want...
Ecuador's pretty nice, Steve, actually.
Ecuador is nice?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Beautiful country.
If you want another vocation, how about getting on a high wire over the Grand Canyon?
Way more windy, and the movement of the cable, and the sidewalls as I was walking were getting in the way and confusing me as the pendulums were swinging against them. So I'd try to react, and when I reacted, I'd kick that rhythm into the cable, and it took every bit of me to stay focused that entire time.
Here's a guy, Johnny, that did the high wire act over the Grand Colorado River, Grand Canyon, no net, no anything. He has a pole and 2 inches of wire, and it's windy. Would you please tell me why you do that?
Well, why would you watch it? And, of course, I tuned in because I wanted to see how he's doing. But anyway, I guess it's a challenge, Mike. And that was 1,500 feet up.
Oh, man. I don't know, Mike.
One challenge I don't want to try to make. Believe me, I don't want to try to.
We watched Evel Knievel, I guess, when he did his stuff.
It's crazy, yeah.
But there's always the why do you do it, I guess. And I don't know. I know it's not for me. What Johnny tell me one time about bungee jumping? I got enough problems.
True.
I got enough problems. Well, guys, we'll leave it there. But always a pleasure on Mondays and Fridays. It's always great to get your insights and wisdoms. And okay, so Mike, if I smoke a cigar, it's a player. That's what I can handle with you. I think that's what we've determined.
Well, that's the one you want, really. It's a balanced one. And next one is the coach, and then the Hall of Famers of Maduro, and then the next one is strong.
That's the throwback.
Got a little pop to
it. And Johnny, you like the throwback too?
Well, I like all of my cigars. They got good flavor, and like you said, the place they met, whoever's making them know what they're doing, Mike.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but I have to say that I'm one of these guys that probably never had a bad cigar, so I'm crazy.
Well, I tell you what, I like the Pinot Grigio, the Mike Ditka wine. The white wine is enormously wonderful.
Very good.
Oh, I tell you, how many things does Mike Ditka have? It's unbelievable.
Well, I hope I have common sense. That's what I hope.
I would say you do.
Yeah, you do. Guys, I'll call you Friday.
All right, guys.
Thanks, DJ. Thanks, Mike.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN, the new Sunny 95.3.